Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, hey, buddy. All right, we made it. We did it. Are you there? Did I lose you? Hunter? Did I lose you? Hunter, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I was here the whole time. What are you doing? You need to press the right button.
Why don't you shut up? Why don't you shut up? I was distracted. I was looking up that pole assassin we were talking about earlier, and I lost track of time.
It kind of sounded like you forgot you had a live break coming up, and you were scrambling a little bit.
Why don't you shut the hell up, buddy boy?
Well, I'm giving you a peek behind the curtains, ladies and gentlemen.
Look,
nobody sees the wizard.
I was doing research for the show, and that's what I was doing. Hey, enough horse around. We got to get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump. With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I got busted.
You know what? The wizard wasn't working back there. He was doing something else.
I got busted. Damn it. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. Oh, yeah. So apparently Martha Stewart is sharing her secrets for looking ageless at 80. I'll be honest, 80-year-old broad, she's still looking pretty good. Like, I would let her bake me an apple pie if you
know
what I'm
saying. Didn't she just come out with a photo or something, and it was like, it was pretty...
Yeah.
She looked good. She definitely looked good.
She was in a pool, and that's where it kind of this whole thing started. Everyone's like, damn, Martha, you
kind of had that look going, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of that look you...
Like she wanted
you make eye contact with somebody, like, ooh.
Yeah. Like she wanted you to come over and trim her hedges, if you know what I mean. All right. If she wanted you to come over for some arts and crafts with,
but you trim your own hedges, and then
I would go to town on those hedges. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because, folks, she's 80 and she's keeping it toit. Okay. No, but I bring this up because we need to stop asking celebrities what their secret is to looking great. Oh, what would you?
Rich.
Here's what it's just being rich. That's exactly it.
I'm rich, bitch. That's all you gotta say.
They don't need to worry about paying bills. They have chefs cooking them healthy meals. All right, they're not going through drive-thrus eating fast food every day. All right, they have all the best trainers. They got work. They could just wake up and just do whatever they want, okay? It's not like they're slaving away at a 9-to-5 job. That's their secret to looking great.
Here's the secret. You have somebody make your meals for you, right?
Yeah.
So you don't get to choose. Because if you get to choose, you're not going to choose anything good. I know myself. I get to choose, it's going to be Doritos and just, you know, it's terrible.
You need to
hire somebody to make the food for you. Then you're on your way.
You know what I had last night for dinner, Hunter? Because I was tired and I didn't feel like doing a bunch of cooking.
Your sardine pizza.
I didn't have that.
It's got to be better than that.
I had chicken nuggets with off-brand Cheez-Its, okay? That's what I had. I'm a grown-ass man. Do you think Martha Stewart is eating chicken nuggets with off-brand Cheez-Its?
No.
Hell no. That's why she looks better than me at 80, okay?
Nor is she putting down a soft tortilla shell with sauce and sardines and pepperoni.
You're just jealous you didn't think of the sardine pizza before.
No, I'm not
me, okay?
jealous, dude. I told somebody about it the other day, too. I was like, dude, this is what he ate.
That's why you
his
got
stomach was upset. And they're like, no wonder his stomach was upset.
That's why you got no hair on your chest, all right? Because you're not
you
eating the right stuff.
You have too much hair on your chest.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, and there's sardine bits. There's sardine bits in there. Anyway. Yeah, stop asking celebrities their secret to looking great. It's because they're rich, okay? Knock it off. Lastly, the future's now, old man. A guy named Gary Friedman developed an electric plane, and he flew it over the New Zealand Strait, and we're pretty sure this is the first time in history, and is the longest electric flight over a body of water. That's impressive, dude.
Reword that. It's not a plane. It's like a drone. There's no wing. There's no wings on it, is there?
I didn't look it up. What do you know?
Like, if it's the same one we're talking about, it's the one that was going over the desert, right?
I think it's a different one. I think this is a different guy.
It's a different one, though.
Yeah.
So it has wings.
A couple things, too. It's not like I'm saying, oh, GM did this. No, some guy in his workshop in his backyard. It's crazy.
Here's what I keep telling you why electric's awesome, dude, is because it's simple. It's very simple. All the workings is in the battery and the computer inside of it. Beyond that, dude, they're very, very, very simple vehicles.
Yeah.
Easy to work on. Easy. Like here you go. A guy just made one in his basement.
Yeah.
And he flew over what? What did he fly over?
Over
Strait
Bear? The New Zealand Strait. It's a big body of water, man. Yeah. So
I mean, dude, this is crazy. We're flying now.
I don't think it's a good idea for most people to fly, because the fact that most people don't know how to use their indicators makes me worried to think that they're going to be in a flying plane above me. So I think we got some kinks to work out, or I think you just need to take a test to see if you're smart enough to handle one of these. Even if it's self-flying, you're going to have some idiot, you're going to have some mouth breather knock over his extra-large Coke onto the dashboard of his flying plane, and it's going to crash down and kill me. I don't want that, okay?
It's just things we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Dude, Brock, I had this reoccurring dream as a kid. My parents have a little bit longer of a driveway, right? I was like, I'm going to build a plane and take off someday. Dude, I could really do this now.
It's like, in the realm of possibilities.
I was like, nah, it's too far. Too far-fetched.
It's in the realm of possibilities. Think about this, Hunter. I'll be able to hop into my electric plane, fly over to Martha Stewart's house, and, you know, do some arts and crafts.
Trimmer hedges? Is that what you...
You know it, buddy boy. All right, so what do we got? We got Martha Stewart still looking good at 80, and I'm going to fly my electric plane over to Martha Stewart's house.
Do a barrel roll!
Do a barrel roll! All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.